And we are continuing with DIY DJ here on CKW 95.9 FM. And in the studio joining me is Albert. Hello, Albert. Good evening.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. So what do you have for us?
Well, I have the demo of my first, the first episode of an electronic history show, basically, called Synthesizing the Past.
Wonderful. So tell, yeah, just go ahead.
So yeah, this should be the first demo episode of my, of the new show you're listening to called Synthesizing the Past, hosted by me, a student who admires art, artists, and expression. Now, if you can guess the subject matter from the show's name, that's great, but it's probably not clear enough, so I'll explain it to you. Synthesizing the Past is a show that will explore electronic music from the late 19th century to the 21st century. I definitely don't know everything about electronic music. However, I'm very interested in learning more about it through this show. So hopefully I can learn along with you, and hopefully I will provoke you to think. Every show will begin with an introduction. I will read, explain, and commentate important excerpts of a piece of literature, an article, or the history behind a technical innovation in electronic music, and then play a piece of music of the same era. I will try to interject a modern piece of electronic music afterwards and explain how that history has influenced the modern example. Today I will, of course, begin at the turn of the 20th century. Electronic music originated from modernism, which recomposed established genres, and futurism, a growing movement in the arts back then. Ferruccio Busoni, an Italian composer, wrote Sketch of a New Aesthetic of Music, a book published in 1907. The book was progressive in its discussion about the freedom and future of music, and talks about microtonal music via electronic instruments and atonality. Here are some poignant quotes from the book. All arts, resources, and forms ever aim at the one end, namely, the imitation of nature and the interpretation of human feelings. It realizes a temperament without describing it, with the mobility of the soul, with the swiftness of consecutive moments, and this where a painter or sculptor can represent only one side or one moment, and the poet tardily communicates a temperament and its manifestations by word. Therefore, representation and description are not the nature of music. Herewith we declare the invalidity of program music and arrive at the question, what are the aims of music? The term absolute music comes up. It's instrumental music composed purely as music and not intended to represent or illustrate something else. It reaches the principal subject, the threshold that makes music's attitude become stiff and conventional. No wonder that, once he becomes original, he is accused of formlessness. When the scene presents the illusion of a thunderstorm, this is exhaustively apprehended by the eye. Nevertheless, nearly all composers strive to depict the storm in tones, which is not only a needless and feebler repetition, but likewise a failure to perform their true function. The person on the stage is either physically influenced by the thunderstorm, or his mood, being absorbed in a train of thought or stronger influence, remains unaffected. And then he talks about notation. It catches inspiration, and the notation, the notator or interpreter must resolve the rigidity of the signs. And then he talks about how technical and musical have been turned into opposites. The function of the creative artist consists in making laws, not in following laws already made. He follows such laws, ceases to be a creator. The truth creator strives in reality after perfection only, and through bringing this into harmony with his own individuality, a new law arises without premeditation. So, unlike art, music is outspoken rather than visual, and music repeats the emotions of life. Taste and style must be added, style which distinguishes art from life. Style forms itself out of feeling when led by taste. How important, indeed, are third, fifth, and octave. How strictly we divide consonances from dissonances in a sphere where no dissonances can possibly exist. We have divided the octave into 12 equidistant degrees because we had to manage somehow, and have constructed our instruments in such a way that we can never get in, above, or below, or between them. Keyboard instruments, in particular, have so thoroughly schooled our ears that we are no longer capable of hearing anything else, incapable of hearing except through this impure medium. Yet nature has created an infinite gradation. Then Busoni mentions the famous inventor Thaddeus Cahill and his invention of the teleharmonium, or dynamophone, in 1897, which was an early electrical organ that synthesized orchestral instruments. He made two versions, and both weighed tons. The first one weighed 7 tons, and the second weighed 200 tons. Although there are no recordings, the tone was said to be decently clean and pure. Switching gears here, electrical recording was invented in 1925, which allowed musicians to be much more experimental with record players. Promptly, German and Australian composers Paul Hindemith and Ernst Tosch composed music with several instruments and vocals, changing their speed and layering them. This experiment influenced another composer, John Cage, who composed Imaginary Landscape No. 1, a 1939 piece which also played with the speeds of instruments, namely a string piano and a Chinese cymbal. It sounds very ominous and abstract. It strangely seems to belong to A Trip to the Moon, the famous 1914 silent film. Here is Imaginary Landscape No. 1. And that's it. Hopefully you enjoyed that abstract piece. And this basically concludes the demo. Thanks for having me.
All right. And what just your name again?
Albert.
Albert. And what's the name of the show?
Synthesizing the Past.
Excellent. Well, I really look forward to it. I think it's a really cool idea. Looking forward to finding a spot for you on the air.
Thank you.
Now let's get to, this is Boards of Canada. XYZ, this is one of the latest single that they just put out. I think kind of related to the subject of electronic music.